Okay, buying system number 10, vacant property. Vacant property is one of those systems that never go away. It's always important to know the vacant properties in your area. And fortunately, the list does not come about by any easy means. You have to earn a list of vacant properties. So you either have to drive around and get it yourself, or you have to hire it done. In years where we were pursuing this, we literally had hired somebody to drive around in every street of entire cities. We did it city by city to where we knew every vacant house in cities. Now, you talk about a great mailing list. There was no one else in the investment world that I believed had that list. They may have had part of it, but I don't think anybody had gone to the extent where they literally knew every vacant house in Riverside, San Bernardino, Colton, and just all of those areas we paid attention to, we drove through. And if you have that list and you consistently mail to it, you'll end up buying properties. We had pictures of all of these properties, and we had a property profile on all of these properties, a pretty good mailing list, and we bought a fair amount of properties from that. So this is, you're creating a farm, if you will. If you go to the extent that I just talked about, you'll have a very specific list no other investor will have, and you can treat it as your farm. When you're driving to other properties, when you're looking for BPOs or absentee owner calls, make sure you notice other properties. So don't just blindly go see houses. Sometimes, like Tony said, the second house he bought was the one next door to the one he went to. That can happen. So don't ignore properties as you drive to other areas. Make sure you're aware of vacant properties and make a note of the areas, take a picture of the property, see who owns it. As you check ownership of the properties, on bottom of page 135, you're not going to want to pursue anything that has HUD or VA attached to the ownership. That's going to show up later on the list. If they're privately owned, I would organize them so you can mail to 1/12 of your list every week, because in the vacant properties, we would probably want to do more mailers per year. So if you do 1/12 of them every week, you'll have a 4-per-year cycle going to the vacant properties. And if they're lender-owned, then treat them as lender-owned property and use the other system. I would mail the vacant property We Buy Houses letter every 3 months. When you get a response, I would overnight them an offer. So this, you're treating this just like an absentee call now. If they don't respond, you follow up with a letter within 2 weeks, seeing if you can get them to name a price that is acceptable. And if all else fails, call them back and see what's on their mind. Those last two lines are basically directly from Mike Cantu, who buys a lot of properties using absentee owner mailers. And it was my original inclination that I either would buy it or I wouldn't buy it, and I wouldn't follow up. But a lot of his deals and a lot of other buyers' deals come from follow-up. And so it's worth paying attention to people after they've said no. How to write the offer to a vacant property owner. If you can give them multiple choices, that might work well. There's a good chance that the property might be free and clear, so they might consider carrying the paper, and then maybe if they did, you could buy it for a higher price. You're going to always have a contingency in this offer because you haven't seen the inside yet. So always give yourself a chance to see the inside. I would show proof that you have cash if you're making an all-cash offer. I would go so far as actually to get a copy of a check made out into their name for the amount that they're going to net. So if they say no, they're literally saying no to your check that's already made out to their name. Make it hard to say no to your offer. If you have referral letters, then show them, mail them as well, so they can see that you've done business with other people in similar circumstances. Once a quarter, mail to this person that you've made an offer on, and just keep dripping on them. Follow up once in a while with a phone call. This is on someone that's responded to you until this house is sold to you or to someone else. This buying system, vacant properties, it never goes away. There's always somebody, no matter if it's in great times or bad times, that ends up with a property that maybe they got through a probate that ends up vacant. But one thing I know is vacant properties cost people money. And so ultimately, they're going to do something with it. And if you're in their loop and you've been mailing to them on a regular basis, you probably will get a chance first. pages 137 to 139, 140, just samples of letters that might be sent to them and conversation sheet when you talk to a property owner of vacant property.